41 degrees coming up on 8:56. Time to see what's happening on the commodity markets here this morning. We check in with Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and it's been quite a ride. Last week we had corn up 12 to 14, beans up 26 to 28. Yesterday we had beans down 22 and corn down 8.5 of that. Today we've been mixed up a little, down a little. At the moment, though, we're to the positive side. We have March corn up 1.25 at 374.5. That's 2 off the low, not been much of a range. The new crop December corn, 396.5, up 1. Again, not much of a range, 2 to 2.5 cent range there. In beans, we have March up 1.75 at 887.5. That's 2.5 off its high, but it's 7 off its low. And the new crop Novembers are at 901.75, up 0.5. That's 5 off its high and 6 off its low. So the beans have had quite a range back and forth. News of the world and economic factors trying to push it down. News of usage maybe trying to help pull it up. The U.S. dollar is back down a little today, and crude oil is continuing to make new lows. We're down on the crude oil, clear down to $37.25, but that's 50 off its low of the day. We went to $36.64. So the world economic news and the U.S. dollar and the crude oil helping push and pull things around here in a time that's normally not much happening. Slightly higher today on worries about usage and whether we have enough grain for that usage.
All right, Pete, so it looks like we're kind of waiting as well to see what happens with that WASDE report tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we have a report tomorrow from there. Some people think they'll lower usage on corn by maybe 100 million. They think they might raise bean usage a hair. And, you know, it just depends waiting for that report to see what that levels are of where they set them. And then you go into the new year. What's South America's crop going to be like? What's the weather down there like? And the weather in general down there is decent. There's places that are too hot. There's places that are too cold. There's places too dry. And there's places too wet. But that's normal. But in general, South American crop has got a good start. With, you know, a few extremes here and there, but there's no extreme heat in the forecast there, so that helps the crop progress normally.
All right, Pete. Thanks a lot for your report today.
Have a great one.
You too. That's Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities over in Normal, Illinois. It's 8:58, 41 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and a little more on the livestock here this morning. December live cattle up 70 at 22.32.5. The February live cattle up 45 at 127.60. Feeder's a little weaker this morning. January down 42.5 at 156.02.5. And the March feeders are down 12.5 at 153.95. Lean hogs a little higher this morning, as the December lean hogs are up 47.5 at 55.95. And the February lean hogs up 7.5 at 57.60. Wheat trading a little bit lower this morning as well, both in Chicago and in Kansas City, but a fairly narrow range on both sides. And your weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies for Champaign-Urbana. Areas of fog this morning, we're seeing that out there. High of 51 degrees, south winds 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers after midnight. Nearly steady temperatures in the mid-40s, south winds 10 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then turning mostly sunny in the afternoon. The high, 52 degrees with west winds 10 to 15. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org.